Hello, and welcome to the Sisterhood Downloads. I am your host, Jacqueline Byrne.
And I'm Juliette Thompson, and we are so excited to have you join us as we explore how women can truly thrive with reflection, connection, and community.
I am a clinical psychotherapist.
And I'm a psychologist and coach, and we are both mothers of young children, as well as being entrepreneurs.
We are thrilled you've joined us here at the Sisterhood Downloads. Welcome back, our sisters in union, and we are so joyous. We are so glad that you are with us again for another conversation that's really meaningful to us and we hope will be so for you as well. Today, what we really wanted to focus on was the idea of joy and why joy matters in our life, why it has such an important role to play, but often doesn't get prioritized. To me, joy is a little bit different to happiness, and there's something of it that's almost the pre-established form of happiness. It's childlike, it's innate, it's organic, whereas happy is almost more the adult word for that, the word that's a little bit more of a labeling or an endpoint that we're assessing. We've become happy at a certain point in the continuum. And joy is something that inspires us to continue participating in life, really, in the hope that joy will be something we can find again. And it can be very rich in its capacity to refuel us and motivate us into continuing to live lives that we want to live. Jules, what does joy mean to you?
Such an interesting topic. And as you were talking, it struck me how little we prioritize joy, right? And I love the distinction between joy and happiness. Happiness is like an intellectual understanding of a life, whereas joy is in the moment. And I reckon that, I don't know about you and people that you know, but it's like we've got a shameful relationship with joy or making room for those joyful moments. It's or maybe that there's like preordained allowable joyful activities, but just living in joy, I suppose it when we come back to that efficient, productive mindset, there is no outcome from joy. So what I'm actually thinking about is when we do something that's joyful and then we feel guilty about making that space for ourselves. Like yesterday, I watched way too much Netflix because I'm totally obsessed with a current series that's so random at the moment. But there was something gleeful about spending way too much time watching Netflix. And I really tried to push back on the sense of guilt that arose because I could have been doing lots of efficient, productive things, but I didn't. And I think I'd like to get better at just allowing joy for joy's sake, no matter what it is. Maybe that joy is, you know, something so random that another person doesn't find joyful. But yeah, I think it's an important topic that we need to put in the spotlight because too quickly and too easily we shove it under the carpet and we don't prioritize it. And interestingly, a year or two ago in a New Year's kind of reflection piece, I said, I want more fun and joy. I think fun and joy for me go hand in hand, but I want more fun in my life. And no doubt, I mean, it's been COVID, right? So no wonder I was feeling like that. But yeah, what are your thoughts?
I think the joy in its sense of what it is by nature more fleeting. And with that comes a permission for it to just be something you almost dip your toe into and come out of, and like less commitment than happiness almost, and expectation as well. Mm. But it's something that almost predates a lot of our identity because it is one of those origins, you know, you see joy in animals, you see rabbits leap up at dusk, you see animals express joy, a pet dog meeting you when you get home, there's joyfulness in that just very mammalian experience that perhaps that's why it's quite magical as well, almost medicinal in terms of mental health, because when we tap back into the source of something like that, we're reminded of the bigger picture, but we're also offered something that has like a dissolving quality to things that have become more difficult since then, and things that have become more stagnant or more locked into our concepts of what we are that are holding us back, or what society needs from us that is holding us back. So joy almost becomes the more flexible fascia between those things that allows new options to be possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe mindfulness, being present, really comes into focus here, allowing moments to be present. And so often that inner critic, that part that says, oh, you shouldn't be doing this, or it should be that way, or I should be doing 100 different things, that's the thief of a joyful moment. Letting that racing to-do list mind get in the way. It's just a bit sad, isn't it, that we allow joy to be pushed back in the line. But when we think about our lives as a whole, when we look back on it, do we want to be saying, I worked really hard all my life and I achieved a lot of things, but I didn't feel joy and pleasure and happiness? Or do we want to be saying, I really enjoyed, and that's interesting, enjoy, joy. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed my life. I think there's a big permission slip that women need sometimes to do that.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you, with what you shared, Jules, what do you think you knew you needed when you had that idea that fun had to become a priority? What would that give back that was required at that time?
I think that routine for me in my life at the moment is necessary, because when you have little kids, it's like a big machine that needs to get from A to B, and all the parts need to work in unison, and routine helps you do that. But for me, often routine sucks spontaneity and seeing things with beginner eyes. That's a big one for me. Beginner mindset, beginner perspective. That's why I love travel, which has obviously been shut down significantly for the past few years. Yeah, I think I knew that I needed to have new experiences, to feel anticipation of what is today going to bring, what can be revealed about life today that I didn't know before. And sometimes routine definitely sucks joy. So that's when I made that, when I had that insight, I realized, I need to step out of routine and step into exploration and beginner eyes. And that is a place where that inner critic or that shouldn't to-do list part is less dominant, for sure.
Yes, we do. We see it as like an unproductive quality or experience. But the irony in that is that I love that word inspiration, because it's opening up so many other things to be possible, and whether that's insight or an idea, or which might actually end up helping you be more streamlined or save yourself time by realizing something wasn't important or realigning the way you're working. That doesn't come when we're in stress and when we're in like a lockdown of habit and feel so stuck. So the joyfulness doesn't feel like part of an endeavor towards that end, but it becomes so essential in every other life domain as well, our capacity in parenting, our ability for insight in any relationship of self-reflection, prioritizing joy, which I don't think we have to be feeling particularly joyful to do, but to bring it into play. What are your thoughts on that?
I just loved when you said we don't have to feel joyful to pursue joyfulness. That's a hard one to get your head around. When you're feeling flat, like coming out of your state to find whatever makes you joyful is hard, but important. Yeah, exploring what actually brings you joy and recognizing that joy will be stolen by a productive mindset. What are you finding at the moment is bringing you joy?
I have felt recently noticing there's a bit more space to reinvest in a more significant way back into my own learning and growth professionally. In going through that season of having very young children, the priority, rightly so, is in that high demand space. And so I've engaged in a course that I've only just begun, but has felt so enriching just knowing that that's there for me, and all these new ideas and way of thinking about the world, and all the stuff that I love is this big kind of juicy vessel that I can tap back into. And that has been very joyful for me. So I think, you know, even in saying that, I can hear the life, what that really is life force. Like, that's joy feels so good because it is like, it's our innate plug back into energy, refueling.
So interesting. And I wonder if a part of what is joyful about that self-development is connection with others, because it's a group course, right?
That is so true. Yes.
I realized recently that I always knew connection with people was where I get joy from, but I realized recently that discovering and understanding new perspectives lights me up. That really excites me. And so I mentioned before I was interested in this random Netflix series. Would you believe everyone's looked at me with like completely shocked when I said this, but the doco, the series about the Formula One racing. And it's so weird. I've never been interested in Formula One, and I still don't think I'd ever go, because watching cars go around a racetrack, I just does not float my boat. But what is fascinating is watching the drama and the within the people, the relationships, the way that people face adversity and challenge within themselves, and how that impacts teams. I'm just loving and become completely obsessed with, because I feel like it's giving me an opportunity to see life differently and to know more and understand more and different perspectives. So I realized that's why I love travel. I like to see different places because they give me different insights and understanding about humans and why we're here. And yeah, just talking this through now, I realized, okay, so that is the value, that's like the essence of where I find joy. And so I'm thinking, how am I going to find that in micro ways every day? I think that's my compass point, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely in the right profession. And it's, yeah, because it is that growth. I think there's that innate bodily joy, it's like the rabbit that is jumping at dusk. And there's the values joy almost as well, of like, yeah, I believe in growth. And I really resonate with what you've said. And it's probably one of the other many reasons that we're friends, because we get excited about challenging ourselves in this department and growing our perception and philosophies and understanding of life, and finding the edge in that way and moving beyond that. It lights up value of things like unity and connection with others, and wanting people to be empowered and wanting that for ourselves. It's funny how those things wouldn't necessarily sound like joy is overly connected to, but it's the foundation that makes them possible. And the word inspiration keeps coming up in this conversation, which I believe in its Latin derivative was to inhale. Like, inspiration is life. It is to breathe in life and to be inspired, which very much is joy. Like, you think of that gasp of air of being surprised, or a moment of joy, is like, that is inspiration. So that makes so much sense.
Yeah, it is. And I'm really glad that we're talking about this, because it seems like on the surface level, quite straightforward. Oh yeah, joy is great. We should do more joyful things. But I think we allow ourselves to be robbed of that through that inner critic and that productivity. So for instance, I had the opportunity to view my total falling into the chasm of Netflix yesterday as me just being lazy. That was possible for me to be like, I'm such a lazy person. I shouldn't have done that. I could have, you know, done lots of other things. But through this conversation, I'm actually claiming that as important and joyful. And then therefore there's no shame and negativity around it, which would then influence more unhelpful behaviors, right? That just has a domino effect. And I really invite everyone to think about for themselves, is a productive mindset robbing you of the permission to take your joyful moments through the day? And what do you find joyful? What really lights you up? And how might you infuse that in your day today? You know, maybe for me, it's about going onto Google Earth and finding a new picture of a place I haven't been to, right? Because that is opening my world up. I can't travel this second, but I could do that because it's giving me a new perspective. That's like my keywords. As we're talking, Jacqueline, is there ideas for your joy, for more joy to come into your life?
Something that's really lingering for me is enjoy, that you said earlier, like to enjoy, which is like together joy. It's to enjoy something is to find joy bound in the experience or with the other person. And I think that kind of sums it up for me. I think it is connection, and a big part of why I was drawn to doing this project, and it felt so right to me, is I crave that sisterhood and wanting to create it but participate in it as well. I crave connection and value that so much, and there's a lot of joy for me in that, and the spark, that innate spark of meeting somebody else and understanding things and exploring things with them. So that's definitely really important to me going forward, and will be a source of joy.
Beautiful. So any final thoughts before we wrap up on this reminder for ourselves and anyone who's open to it to think about joy?
I think only just to offer every support in making it a priority, with that big picture understanding that it is not divergent from the values and outcomes you want, but perhaps very much a conduit for those things. And you know, I would love to hear from our listeners what brings them joy and what they've noticed about their relationships and beliefs about joy.
Yeah, that is super interesting, this idea of what's keeping you from joy. What, you know, like as therapists, we spend a lot of our time traveling with people back to earlier days. And what I reckon it's a big one. What did your parents say about joy? Is joy something that only good people, good girls are allowed? Or is joy totally distracting from the purpose of being a good member of society or earning enough money? Like, what messages have you picked up from your parents about joy? And do those messages limit you or expand you? And how would you like it to be different? Yeah. So we'll leave you to think about those little tidbits, and we'd also love to hear from you about what things you'd like us to dive into topic-wise. What's important to you? What do you think deserves a conversation, and what can we connect to as a sisterhood of women about what is it that's really important for us to talk about? Please let us know, and we can't wait to chat again.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram if you're not already the Sisterhood Downloaders, because we can open into conversations there as well and share thoughts on episodes as they drop And that would be a wonderful place as well where we can hear about topics that it would be of interest to you.
Yes. Thanks for that reminder, because I also think it's worth saying, if you know of a woman who you would think might be interested in joining this conversation and could be interested in this, why don't you forward some of the episodes or an episode and say they could be interested, because just in the invitation, just by reaching out to another woman and saying, hey, you could be interested in this, I think that's a really beautiful, a beautiful connection point into this special community. So take care, and we will be back again next week.